Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good morning and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. It is Thursday morning, so we are talking about knowing God, developing an intimate, supernatural relationship. And a lot of times when we think about having a relationship with God, we think about having a spiritual relationship. And of course, we do. We have one. You have a spiritual relationship with God. That's done. We don't need to work on that. What we are working on instead is how our soul relates to our spirit and relates to God. So that's the unfinished work. We are a spirit, we have a soul, and we live in a body. Our soul and our body are not yet rightly related to our spirit, so we cannot receive spirit from God in our soul and our body, which is why we refer to a supernatural relationship with God. Having that in mind, we look at what is missing and what obstacles do we need to overcome. And we've spent quite some time over the past months talking about some of the obstacles that we have in our soul to overcome all of our hindrances, whether they are the misbeliefs we have, or if they are external hindrances. By that I mean we have enemies. We have the world system, our own flesh, and our extensively well-trained enemy, the devil, and all his little buddies. And over time, we'll be spending quite a bit of time dealing with overcoming our enemies. Our goal is not to overcome our enemies. Instead, our goal is to learn to depend on God. And what that will look like is ruling and reigning here on this earth. So our goal is not so much the process. Even though that is what we have control over, is being involved in that process. But we keep focused on and understand that the ultimate goal that God has for us here on this earth is to learn to rule and reign. Not just the negative, overcoming our enemies, but also the positive. Knowing Him, depending on Him, and being in His kingdom in this earth. His kingdom is not built. It's already built. There's never been a reference that our job is to build His kingdom. His kingdom, instead, is entered. We are entering His kingdom. We are entering His finished work here on this earth. So when we talk about supernatural relationship, we are talking about both the positive and the negative in our soulical realm. and a quick review of the difference between supernatural and soulical. Let's use a different illustration, a parallel illustration. And we'll talk about fruit and an apple. Now, fruit is a category of all the different kinds of items that meet certain qualifications. How they are grown, how they are structured. They all fruit has five sides. Things like that. There are certain qualifications and characteristics that define a food item as a fruit versus a vegetable versus a meat versus a carbohydrate, a grain. That if a food meets these characteristics, it is considered in the fruit category. Now, one of the foods in that category is an apple. So all apples are fruits. But not all fruits are apples. Okay, you got oranges, bananas, tangerines, grapefruit, grapes, cherries, raspberries, won't go through all of them. But the whole point is that the fruit is the group and the apple is the single item, is a particular item. Now let's go over to supernatural and soulical. When we're talking about supernatural, we are talking about the group. There is a supernatural realm in which many beings dwell. Many individuals dwell. And human beings are just one item in the overall group. And we define ourselves within that group as a soul. We have a living soul. We have a mind, a will, and emotions. Now, some other items within the broad category of supernatural are angels, demons or devils, and animals. And there are others, but we won't get into those right now. But those are each their own item in the supernatural realm. They are each their own human being because we have a soul and meet the other qualifications are an item in the group. So when we talk about supernatural, in the broad sense, we are talking about all the characteristics that define the creatures in that realm. We are talking about mind, will, and emotions, and all the characteristics of soul. And why that's important is because we are looking at authority, responsibility, and our senses that operate in that realm. And if you need a fuller explanation, you can, on Monday nights, for a long time, we were spending a lot of time on the three realms of reality. So go to the Monday series. We're now on Monday mornings, but the broadcasts were at the later slot. So just review those and catch up. And there's a chart on the profile page that you can access to catch up with an understanding of what is the difference and what are the elements of the three realms. The three realms being spirit, soul, and body for us in general. They are the spiritual, the supernatural, and the physical. Now, this approach is not an attempt to negate or correct anyone else's approach. This is our way of being objective and gaining understanding, ruling and reigning over the concept, so we can cooperate with God, so we can depend on Him. If something else works, if another understanding works, great. And by working, what do we mean? Is what you're being taught bringing you into greater dependence on God alone to have all your needs met? Or is it emphasizing fulfilling a law or a goal or a call or following a leader or involvement in a group? These are not depending on God. These are depending on God and something else. So this is where you want to look at when you start. Very often what will happen is if you start asking them, well, how does this fit into the whole presentation of our being complete in Him, knowing Him spirit to spirit, and yet falling short in practical reality? And very often, what happens is one of the reasons we try to avoid religious terminology, religious jargon, is because in ministry there's a tendency to hide behind the jargon. If we just use the words, the code words, shall we say, we don't need to be clear. So our goal is to be clear. So in many respects, we've had to come up with a new way of presenting what God has for us here on this earth. So again, it's not that others' approaches are incorrect and we're trying to correct them. It's just their odds are not effective in bringing us into dependence on God. Instead, we are depending on learning, on understanding, on knowledge. But the proof of the knowing is not the language. It's not the understanding. It's the doing. When Jesus says, come to me, all you who are weary, and I will give you rest. When he says, come, the goal is not to understand how that fits in with the theology. The test as to whether you have heard or not is, do you come? This is much more than a salvation experience. This is a result-oriented. Has he taken all your burdens? Have you learned how to give them to him? Have you entered into that rest? And our goal is that rest, regardless of what we're doing, is 24/7 and is complete, spirit, soul, and body. So the test is not, do we know all this? Do you know what we've already taught, what we're teaching in these series. But the goal is, are you doing it? Are you relying on God to bring you into that rest? So we talked a great deal last time about supernatural being, that you are already in the supernatural realm. That if you stopped right now and looked around and you had your senses tuned, this is what the Lord, we're going to be cooperating with the Lord to do this, to have our senses tuned, our solical senses, and to some extent probably our physical senses as well. Your spiritual senses are already tuned. Okay, they don't need to be changed. Your spirit, who you truly are, is in 100% communication and dependence with God at all times. It's our soul that we're working on. And your soul exists in the supernatural realm. So as we have our solical, our supernatural senses tuned, we will become more aware and take authority and responsibility in the solical, supernatural realm. By definition, then, if we are learning to see using our solical senses in the supernatural realm, we will begin to sense what is going on in the supernatural realm. And what are some of the other critters or creatures in the supernatural realm, but other solical beings, like animals, angels, and demons? And then there are also activities within the supernatural realm that we will also begin to observe. And these are, we can call, supernatural experiences. This is also where heaven, our concept of heaven, is. Heaven is not a spiritual location. Heaven and hell were both created and will both be destroyed. By definition, that excludes them from eternal existence, which is one of the qualifications of being spiritual. If God created something, it is not eternal. Okay? When God created earth, he took something out of himself, and he created time, and he created, and he pulled that out of himself. Now, obviously, it's still all in him, but it is not of him. It is not of the same substance. And you and I were not of the same substance until we were born again and we accepted the life he wanted to give us. And it's that life, his life, eternal life, that makes us of the same substance as God. But everything else, we have, because we are spiritual beings now, we have authority and responsibility over. Most of the time, God does not let us exercise or be involved in that, because we are just, it would just be too dangerous. It would be like putting a sword or a gun in a child's hands. A good parent just doesn't do that. And God being a good parent, and our spirits cooperating with him, recognize that this is something we need to learn how to do. But we don't put it off till the next thing. So many, well, we just need to get through this, and then we'll be able to enjoy heaven. Well, we don't know what's coming next. The scriptures are a lot less clear about what's coming next. had a coworker, and her church, she went to a different church, and they were having a study on heaven. And they were spending, like 20 weeks or something in a study on heaven, which was amazing to me because there aren't that many verses. The scriptures aren't all that clear about heaven. And so I asked her, I said, are you going to do a study on hell? Her answer was, well, we're sort of doing that as we go along. And because hell is the opposite of heaven. I said, oh, really? I said, as you're going through that, do me a favor and just on your own, I said, I know you have all the tools, do your own study on hell. And, you and I can talk about that. Well, a couple weeks later, again, we were coworkers, a couple weeks later, I just checked in, how's it coming? Yes, I'm doing that. I decided that would be a good idea. And a couple weeks later, she just, I asked her, how's it going? How's your study on hell going? She goes, I quit it. I said, why? And she looked at me, she said, there's nothing there. I said, yeah. And I said, so how's the study on heaven going? She goes, well, I'm just going for the fellowship now. I said, okay. And that's the thing, is a lot of times we go to church for our own reasons, and we belong to groups, and that's fine, as long as we understand that a lot of the times the fellowship that we're getting is not fellowship based on us as individuals, but is on our perception of common goals or ideas. So, not going to get too sidetracked into that, but something to think about. So, supernatural experiences. We've gotten to the point where we're going to start looking and quickening and giving God the opportunity to tune our senses. And again, how he does that, how we learn anything, is by exposure. By allowing God to bring the circumstances and the opportunities into our lives that he wants to use to train us, to tune, fine-tune, to train our solical senses. So what we're going to be starting to get into is practical lessons in learning to know God. Again, in your spirit, you already know him. The issue is knowing him in your soul, your mind, your will, and your emotions. We all want to be able to hear him. We all want to have confidence that we are hearing him and that he's leading and guiding, and we are accomplishing what he wants us to be accomplishing here on this earth. And here is how to do that. It's not all that complex. It's rather simple. It's not easy, because we have grown, to some of, most of us, to adulthood without ever having learned. It's like we've been eating with our hands, and now all of a sudden God is going to teach us how to use silverware. So it's going to be foreign to us, and it will take a lot of effort. It will take work and consistency and not giving up and overcoming our fears and our concerns and getting our questions answered. But it will become second nature. Your first nature is spiritual, and that's done. But as your soul is aligned to your spirit, it will fit. It will make sense. Now, also be thinking in terms of visiting this whole concept. There will be points when the Lord will ask you to commit yourselves to living as a spirit being with your soul aligned as a permanent way of life. There's a difference between Jesus coming for a visit and Jesus taking over your life. The illustration where Jesus is knocking on the door and all we need to do is enter in, that's for you and I. Okay, he's coming for a visit. Are we willing to say, okay, God, whatever you want here, I'm going to work with you, and we are only going to go forward. I'm not going to carve out an area of my life for you. I'm not going to maintain control over the rest of it. But I'm going to recognize that you are Lord of all and that you have a purpose in teaching me to rule and reign, and I commit to that in my own life. So what are some practical lessons in learning to know God? And obviously this is going to take some time over the next few weeks. But experiencing the supernatural should be a normal aspect of every believer's life. In fact, it already is. But our senses have not become tuned to what the Lord is already doing in the spiritual, the supernatural, and the natural realms. So by learning to wait on Him, learning to hear His voice, learning to cultivate quietness as a lifestyle, we provide an environment for the Lord to reveal to us what is already happening all around us now. Because supernatural experiences are already occurring, we want to learn to be both observant and confident that the Lord is providing the training and protection we need as we try new things and move into new experiences. Just as if we were to move to a new country, we would have to learn the laws of that country, the language of that country, the cultural traditions, the challenges and dangers that exist in that land. As overcomers, know that who you truly are, which is a spirit being, has already accepted the challenge, has already accepted the adventure, and sees it as an adventure, of exploring your inheritance. Your inheritance is ruling and reigning and having authority over the supernatural realm. Okay, and what's in the supernatural realm? Solical beings, as well as other supernatural elements. But we start with understanding that one of your jobs as a spirit being is to rule and reign over angels, demons, animals, all elements of creation, and all physical elements. So we are going to enjoy learning to know the Lord by expanding our need to depend on Him. As our senses are tuned more and more to what is going on in the supernatural realm, we will need to more and more depend on Him. So thank you for tuning in. This has been Diane Thomas of Prepare Radio. Our next program is at 9 o'clock on Saturday. See you then, and have a great rest of the week.